Hey, Jeremy, is it too soon?
I mean, we got to ask Ben if it's too
soon. Is it too soon? The name of this song is Free Falling.
Ben doesn't even remember it, though.
That's probably best that way.
Did it really happen if he doesn't remember it?
Oh, yes. He could have played. He could have played Biggie. Was it all a dream?
Oh. Ben Jordan, doesn't deserve that.
Jordan, that's right now.
Okay, right there, y'all are terrible. Like Charles Barkley said, y'all terrible.
Hey, if it wasn't you, I wouldn't do it.
Hey, I understand.
First of all, Ben, for the people that's listening, they want to know. I had several texts since we just said you were coming on. How you feeling, man?
Man, Rob, I'm actually feeling good. I mean, I think everybody involved, including the doctors and the Orioles, felt like it wasn't a great idea to call back-to-back games yesterday. So it let me off the hook for game two, you know. And I guess I don't know anything about concussions, but I was just listening to the neurologist. I guess screen time, looking at your phone, looking at your iPad, looking at the monitor is not good coming off a concussion. And he said, look, you might have these symptoms out to 4 months from now. So I was like, he said, you know, the Orioles were like, hey, take a week off if you need to. And I said, Ben, you're going to have these out to 4 months, and it could be some stuff going on, nothing serious, but just keep an eye on it. I said, well, hell, I'm going to go back to work, you know, and so I came back to Baltimore, and glad I did, and I feel fine, you know, I'm doing fine.
And there's nothing that's going to keep you out of that tree stand the next time, right?
No, I'm just going to have a safety harness on next time. You can bet and look, I told people this all the time, and I wanted to educate people, but I always wear a safety harness when I hunt. I always do. The mistake I made when I'm going up and down checking stands like I was doing the other day, because I got a 35 bow stands on my place. So I'm running and gunning up and down, just checking to make sure everything's okay, trimming, whatever, and made a mistake, didn't put a safety harness on. So you can bet one thing, I'll have one on all the time now.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody has ever fallen any sort of distance, understand how far he fell and how lucky he was that's what
Jeremy,
he came back with.
If it's ever reported that I fell out of a tree stand, what does that mean?
That somebody put
the
you
world
there.
Is ending, Rob. The world is ending. Everybody better run and hide.
Somebody put him there.
Because I ain't going up there. Ben, this team is playing some baseball. Jeremy and I have been saying all year, it's tough to play with these injuries. They're getting some guys back. Adley Rushman's back. It's starting to look good on offense right now.
No, it looks really good, y'all. And it really is as simple as that, is this team is offensively almost whole. You know, it's not there yet. And look, we probably won't even play one team all year long with the offense that we thought we would have when spring training rolled around. I mean, the only regular you're missing right now, of course, is Ryan Mountcastle, you know, who's burning it up on his rehab start, by the way, right now. But I have a feeling by the time Ryan Mountcastle gets here, then we're going to lose some offensive pieces to trade, you know. And so I don't know if this offense has ever been whole, but I tell you what, from what I'm seeing right now, man, it is fun to watch. I mean, me and Kevin Brown looked at each other a couple games ago when the Blue Jays series started and Rutch got back. We went, man, I like this offense. Like, this offense has got a chance to make some noise. And, man, have they ever made some noise on this homestand. It's been fun to watch. And when Rutch walked back in, Tony Mantolino said it best. He said their eyes lit up a little bit. There was a lot of hugging and high-fiving or whatever. It just gives you a degree of confidence to see your dude start to come back. And, of course, it started with Kowser and Westberg, you know, and then T.O. comes off the IL. Man, how good has he been? I mean, this is a guy that we thought we were getting, right? And it's about keeping guys on the field and keeping them healthy. And now Rutch is back, and this offense is exploding. You know, I wrote something down a while ago. When this homestand began, the Oriole offense was ranked 23rd out of 30 teams. You know what, the guys, they're ranked 14th now.
Wow.
That's what kind of homestand they have had offensive. They've gone from 23rd to 14th best offense in baseball just on this homestand.
Hey, Ben, what do you think about what Kobe Mayo is doing now that he's been given an opportunity? It seems like, I hate saying a guy's figured it out, but it seems like he is figuring it out.
No, it definitely, look, it's something to get excited about. I don't want to get the fans too excited about, because there's going to be peaks and valleys with Kobe, right? I mean, he is learning. He's making adjustments. I will say this, he's working his tail off, man. It's every day he's out there working at first base. He is working, trying to become a solid defender on defense, but he's made a few adjustments, as everybody's noted, you know, and he kind of straightened his stance up. They want him more upright in the batting stance. He kind of lowered his elbow a little bit to make things simpler for him. But yeah, look, I think he's a guy that, you know, and while this season just absolutely stinks, you know, from what we hoped it would be when spring training, the silver lining is this, is people like Kobe Mayo and Samuel Basayo and Kyle Bradish will come back, and they'll get to come back and get a lot of reps toward the end of the year, you know. And look, if the Orioles were in a hunt right now, man, I don't know that Mayo would be getting a lot of reps. And so, you know, I think he'd be platooning, but now that they've, you know, pretty well fallen out of the race, but although they're playing great baseball right now, I think you're going to see Kobe pretty much an everyday player from here to the end of the season.
Ben McDonald joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ben, today, my guy, Dean Kramer is on the mound. Dean Kramer, his first month of the season, at an ERA of 7, over 7. Right now, his ERA is, just over 4, 4.23. So that tells you he's been balling since then. What, in your opinion, when Dean Kramer looks back on the 2025 season, in your opinion, what has he accomplished?
Well, I mean, as you know, Rob, Dean's always been a slow starter. Yeah. And if you'll go back and look at his career, man, his second half numbers are always better than his first half number. I think what he's always looked at, he goes, why can't I get out of the gates quickly? You know, and you mentioned, I mean, look, it was a 7 ERA the first 6 starts of the year, you know. And then the month of May rolled around and he went to work. It was 2.72, yeah. And he just started rolling from there. I think – when I look back on Dean, you know, you'll remember early this year, the pitch for him last year was that split-finger fastball. Opponents hit 139 on that pitch. He didn't have that pitch for whatever reason, Rob, when the season began. Like, he couldn't find it. He couldn't throw it near the zone. He couldn't throw it for a strike. It wasn't really an out pitch for him at all. And I didn't think his fastball command was great either early. But he's really buckled down the last 3 or 4 months. And I wrote this down this morning. I mean, his last 15 appearances, y'all, he is 6-3 with a 3.2 ERA to tell you how he's been. Now, remember, the average big league starter's ERA in big league baseball is 4.1 right now, and mm-hmm. Dean Kramer's a 3.27 over his last 15 appearances. So, yes, he looks like a real dude right now, and that's what this team needs, man. And if you're a starting pitcher for the Orioles right now, you can't wait to get on the bump because that offense behind you right now is exploding, and it's a good way to finish the last couple of months of the season.
I don't know if you noted, how weird was it seeing Dominguez get traded mid-game and knowing that in the minor league the same damn thing's happening where they're walking to a different clubhouse? And my favorite thing about Dominguez is they rushed his jersey. They put the 8 upside down. You got to look really hard to see it, but they did.
that's some strange. I mean, we've heard about those things happening before, you know, but it's, first of all, it's very strange to be traded, you know. And then when you're traded, all you got to do is walk down the hallway and pop into another clubhouse. It's really weird, you know. Then you pitch against your own team that night is super weird. But, you know, Dominguez is a pro, you know, and we all hate to see him go, man. He did so good for the Orioles, you know, here lately. I think his last 23 appearances, man, he was just off the hook. He came up with that split-finger fastball, and it made a big difference for him. And so he'll do really good things for the Blue Jays, you know, and he's a super pro. I really like him. But I also like the kid that we got in return, just kind of watching some video of that kid last night. You know, and he had a similar situation as Dominguez did. He just kind of walked across the hallway, you know. And so, I mean, Mike Elias is doing kind of what we thought he would do. And unfortunately, and look, we understand this is the ugly side of the business, right? But unfortunately, I don't think the trades are done, and I think we're going to probably lose a couple of more guys.
Ben, last night, Kyle Bradish, 3 2/3, 1 hit. He only threw 38 pitches to get through 3 2/3. He looked really good. It's going to be exciting to see him pitch at the major league level again.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I mean, to see him and Tyler Wells, and I'm still got my fingers crossed that we see Grayson maybe for an outing or two there in the month of September. Who knows what's going to happen. But, just to get Kyle Bradish back. I mean, you go back and what he did a couple years ago, guys, finishing top 5 in the Cy Young. Like, he's what I call a real number one. Like, if he can return to that form from a football, it ain't like this dude is a 3 or a 4. This is a dude you can sit at the top of your rotation and go out there every 5th day and just dominate opponents. You know, he gives you a chance every time he hops on the bump. And so you get that dude back, you know, next year. Now, the downside, like we've talked about, Rob, me and you've talked about this a lot, is the Orioles are going to need starting pitching next year because, you know, Kyle Bradish is not going to be able to give you 30 starts next year. Tyler Wells can't give you 30 starts. If Grayson comes back next year, he can't give you 30 starts because they haven't pitched much this year. And so you're still going to need depth in your rotation. But just to see KB come back and Kyle Bradish, when he comes back, man, it's going to be a plus. I can't wait to see him. I hope, you know, probably need about 3 more rehab starts, and we'll probably see Kyle Bradish here at the big league level.
I can't wait, man. Can't wait. Game starts today, 12:35. O's Extra pregame show at 12 with Melanie Newman. Ben, thanks a lot, my friend.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
All right, thanks, buddy. Ben.